जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 19 टाइटल किंग प्रथुस 100 हॉर्स सैक्रिफाइसेस टेक्स्ट 27। तम ऋत्विज शक्रवदाभिसंधितम् विचक्ष्य दुष्प्रेक्ष्यम असह्य रम्भसम् निवारयाम आसुर अहो महामते न युज्यते त्राण्यवदा प्रचोदिता। तम ऋत्वजः शक्रवदाभिसंधितम् विचक्ष्य दुष्प्रेक्ष्यम असह्य रम्भसम् निवारयाम आसुरहो महामते न युज्यते त्राण्यवदा प्रचोदिता। तम ऋत्वज शक्रवदाभिसंधितम् विचक्ष्य दुष्प्रेक्ष्यम असह्य रम्भसम् निवारयाम आसुर अहो महामते न युज्यते त्राण्यवदा प्रचोदिता। तम ऋत्वज शक्रवदाभि संहितम् विचक्ष्य दुष्प्रेक्ष्य असह्य रम्भसम् निवारयाम आसुरहो महामते न युज्यते त्राण्यवदा प्रचोदिता। तम ऋत्वज शक्रवदाभिसंधितम् विचक्ष्य विचक्ष्य राइट विचक्ष्य किलिंग द किंग ऑफ हेवन अभिसंधितम दस प्रिपेयरिंग हिमसेल्फ विचक्ष्य हैविंग ऑब्जर्व्ड दुष्प्रेक्ष्यम terrible to look at, asaya, unbearable, ramasam, whose velocity, nivarayam, asuhu, they forbid.
Oh,
Mahamate,
Mahamate.
Oh great soul, na, not, Yujyate, is worthy for you. Atra, in this sacrificial arena. Anya, others, Vadaha, killing. Prachodita, from being so directed in the scriptures. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. When the priests and all the others saw Maharaj Prithu very angry and prepared to kill Indra, they requested him, O great soul, do not kill him, for only sacrificial animals can be killed in a sacrifice. Such are the directions given by the Shastra. Purport. Animal killing is intended for different purposes. It tests the proper pronunciation of Vedic mantras, and an animal being put into the sacrificial fire should come out with a new life. No one should ever be killed in a sacrifice meant for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu. Now, how then could Indra be killed when he is actually worshipped in the Yajna and accepted as part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead? Therefore, the priest requested King Prithu not to kill him. Om Jnanatmirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradaya Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanuste Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vishya Kripa Sindhubhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mokam Karoti Vachalam, Pangum Langhayate Girim, Yatkripatam Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam, Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Krishna. So we are discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam one nice aspect where we see the king of kings or the king of the heavenly planet Indra is doing an abominable act of stealing the horse from the yajna. Now just imagine, in the yajna the horse is supposed to be sacrificed and this person is stealing away. Not once, twice. Once he stole it and then this Prithu Maharaj's son, he came, Vijitashva, he came and somehow the horse was rescued. And again, King Indra went and again he stole the horse. And now, when King Prithu got to know this, he was very angry. He wanted to kill Indra. But the problem now is, in Yajna, when you offer Yajna, the offering also goes to Indra. So now here people are saying, and also Prabhupada is writing here, see, Indra is one of the recipients of the yajna. when the yajna is offered, the yajna is meant for the satisfaction of Vishnu. And the prasad which is there, that is accepted by all the demigods. And if all the demigods are accepting, then the king has to accept. That is Indra. So he is there. Now just imagine. Now, if Indra is only killed, then who will accept the prasada? So in this way, we see that people are stopping him. Don't do this. And another nice point which is mentioned here is, in the sacrifice, animal is supposed to be killed. And no one else. If anyone else is killed, it means that's inauspicious. That yajna will not be complete. So here, from last few weeks or last few days, we are discussing about this incident of Indra stealing the horse twice. I was just meditating on this aspect. Even when it comes to Indra, who is the king of heavenly planet, who has got everything, still he's so much influenced by sense gratification. He is not able to see someone else taking his position. He is not able to see someone else getting higher sense gratification than him. So I was just meditating that even when it comes to us, the same thing applies. Even after coming to Bhakti, hearing so many Bhagavatam class, reading Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, so on and so forth, hearing from so many senior devotees, attending aartis every single day, chanting 16 rounds every single day, still, even after hearing sense gratification is the cause of our bondage in this material world, it becomes very difficult to give up sense gratification. Now, in the Bhagavatam class, you are very fired up. Now you have to give up sense gratification. But as soon as the class is over, all the fire comes down. And then automatically, even without our notice, sense gratification starts. Why? One of the important aspects is, the sense gratification is something which is giving us taste. That is what is helping us to live our life. We are enjoying the sense gratification. But the point is, that unless and until we don't get that higher taste, you know, which we keep talking about, giving up sense gratification is very, very difficult. Now what to talk about mortal beings like us, a person who is considered to be immortal, that is Indra, for him, it's difficult. Not only Indra, so many other beings in the higher planetary systems, it's very difficult for them. But Dhruva Maharaj, he was able to give up this sense gratification. A very nice shloka which Dhruva Maharaj recites, it is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the actual shloka comes from Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, and that is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So maybe we can repeat, I'll just see if I can recite it properly. Sthana Bhilashi Tapasi Stitoham. Tvam praptavan deva munindra guhyam. Kacham vichanvan api devyaratnam. Swaman krathartosmi varam nayache. Dhruva Maharaj is saying, Sthana Abhilashi Tapasi Stitoham. Sthana Abhilashi. With the Abhilasha, with the desire for what? Sthana. That is a kingdom greater than his grandfather, greater than Brahma, he wanted. And for that, what he did? Tapasa. He did tapasya. And what happened? Tvam Praptavan, he's telling Vishnu. Tvam Praptavan, after achieving you, which is very, very difficult even for Deva and Munis. Deva Munindra Guhyam, very difficult. It's a secret of all secrets to achieve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he says that my Abhilasha, my desire of achieving Sthana, that was like Kacham, Kach, that is glass, pieces of glass. And then he says, but now when I have approached you, now when I am taking your Sakshat Darshan, Tvam Praptavan, now my situation is, I have got Api Divya Ratnam, I have got Divya Ratnam. Very, very valuable gem, valuable Divya Ratna. So now what is my situation? Swamin, krithatosmi varam nayache. Now I'm so satisfied. I'm so satisfied, now I don't need anything. So now this state when the devotee achieves, when he gets Sakshat Darshan of their lordships, and when he's serving the lordship with so much of love and devotion, so at that time, a devotee does not need anything, because he's completely satisfied, because the heart is completely filled with Krishna. What else he would need? Now the problem is the heart is empty. So anything and everything, all the garbage we are ready to take in. the garbage of sense gratification. But when the heart is filled with Krishna, when the heart is satisfied completely, so at that time, varam nayache, I don't want anything for sense gratification. Here, in this context, we see, even in Gaur Leela, before the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Navadvip, that was the center for education. People would come from all over the world to Navadvip Dham. But people were completely involved in sense gratification. Completely involved in sense gratification. Now just imagine, you have been put in a place where everyone is doing sense gratification and you are expected to do bhakti. All of us have got this experience when we go home, how much bhakti we do. When TV is on, when everyone is talking nonsense. So at that time, completing our 16 rounds becomes difficult. Reading, hearing, meditation, smaranam, etc., etc., goes for a toss. But in this entire community where everyone was doing just sense gratification, in that, there were few people who were completely immersed in discussing about Krishna, chanting Krishna's holy names. And that was the group of Srivast Thakur, Advaita Acharya, and all the other Vaishnavas. It's very difficult. It's very difficult to imagine also that in the pool of sense gratifiers, how can someone practice devotional service? Because these personalities were having Krishna in their heart. Heart was completely filled with Krishna. They were knowing very well, are, what these people are doing. In fact, they used to cry. They used to cry, not that we are not able to practice bhakti or something. They used to cry that why these people are not able to practice bhakti. Why the people have got so degraded that they are not able to chant Krishna's holy name? Why they are so degraded they are not able to worship Lord Krishna? And all of them, you know, would come together and would pray to Krishna. And one step ahead, Advaita Acharya took. Today is the appearance of Advaita Acharya. Such an amazing personality. If Advaita Prabhu wouldn't have been there, our lordships, our sweethearts, Sri Nitai Gaurasundar wouldn't have ever come. Wouldn't have ever descended. This is one of the primary reasons why their lordship descended in this material world. Because Advaita Acharya called them. Advaita Acharya with so much of agony in the heart, so much of intensity of bhakti, so much of anxiety, he started calling out one of other lordships by worshipping Shaligram Shilas. If you remember in Mayapur, we had gone to Shantipur. So in Shantipur, there's a place where Advaita Acharya sat. You remember Shantipur? There was a garden of mango trees, and you know, we were walking and things like that. Only one temple in between all the mango trees. Yes. So there Advaita Acharya sat, and there's a place where he worshipped his Shaligram Shilas with Tulasi and the water, Ganga water. And tears in the eyes, he was calling out on a Father Lord that, oh Lord, only you can save these people, no one else can save. At least we cannot. At least we cannot. Only you, when you descend from Goloka to this earthly planet, at that time, it is possible that all these personalities, all these people are doing sense gratification, they will be able to take up bhakti. Without your mercy, nothing is going to happen. We cannot do anything. We are trying our best, but nothing is happening. You have to descend. You have to come. And like this, was fasting for many, many days. Many, many days. See, even if nothing is offered to Krishna, if Krishna is starving, Krishna doesn't mind. But if his devotees are starving, you know, Krishna cannot tolerate. He cannot tolerate. If his devotees cry, Krishna cannot tolerate. And if devotees call out with the heart and soul, Krishna cannot tolerate. If all of us today have become devotees, it means some devotee has cried for us, saying, may this person become a devotee. If a devotee wouldn't have prayed for us, if he wouldn't have cried for us, then for sure, you know, we wouldn't have sat today sitting here, hearing about Sri Advaita Acharya. And your Advaita Acharya is praying for all the people in general of Kali Yuga. Oh Lord, please descend. If you don't descend, if you Patita Pavan, you don't descend, then how these Patitas of this world will be delivered? Please descend. And with this intensely, he would pray and he would offer prayers. And to answer his prayers, Sri Gaur Sundar, he descended on Gaur Purnima, which is very soon going to come, March. And since Gaur Sundar is coming, then how come Nityananda Ram can remain away? Nityananda Ram appeared. So you see, whenever Lord appears, whenever the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, and Srimati Radharani appears, so before them, all the associates will appear. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahi Anya. So when Lord is appearing, so all his associates will appear. And first, here we see Srivast Thakur has appeared, who is non different than Narada Muni. Advaita Acharya has appeared, who is the combined incarnation of Mahavishnu and Sadashiv. And we also see Gadadhar Pandit, who is Srimati Radharani himself, has appeared. And then appears Nityananda Prabhu, and then appears our Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So now, when Advaita Acharya's prayers were answered, when Lord was going to appear on the lunar eclipse, on the day of lunar eclipse, so that day Advaita Acharya felt, yes, my prayers are answered. But then still, the actual thing was not revealed, where has the Lord appeared, and so on and so forth. Now, this is one part, and the other place, that is at the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. After a lot of turmoil in the house of so many daughters dying, finally one personality called Vishwaroop appeared. Now this Vishwaroop is incarnation of Balram. He appeared. In fact, when we go to Pandharpur, we'll see that is the place where Vishwaroop came, and that is the place where he disappeared. And to search him, no, even Nimai comes there. That is, Gauranga Mahaprabhu comes there. So, in our temple, in Pandharpur temple, there are three lotus feet, you know, which are nicely made. So, there you'll see Nityananda Prabhu's and Vishwaroop's lotus feet are similar. No difference. So, Vishwaroop is not different than Nityananda Prabhu. So, he appeared in the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. And then on this Gaur Purnima, Gauranga Mahaprabhu appears. Now, on this day, everyone was chanting and dancing in ecstasy. They were taking bath in Ganga. Everyone is chanting Hari Hari. Everyone is chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna. And then Advaita Acharya felt, yes, now something has happened.
Is the real brother of Chaitanya.
Yes, yes.
He was born to Sachi Mata.
Yes, yes. So Vishwaroop was, Vishwaroop appeared to Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra. And after that, Nimai appeared. Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
But then Vishwaroop went to Pandharpur also.
When he took sannyas. Nityananda Prabhu is at a different place altogether. Nityananda Trayodashi will discuss. Where did Nityananda Prabhu appear?
How did he come here?
Yeah. So we'll discuss that on Nityananda Trayodashi. Today we'll discuss exclusively about Advaita Acharya. So here we see that Advaita Acharya felt very nice. That how come everyone suddenly started, you know, chanting the holy names of the Lord? And he got his confirmation, yes, you know, somewhere my Lord has appeared. And then from the house of Jagannath Mishra, a message came to Advaita Acharya's house. That a very beautiful baby boy is born. And then after this message was delivered to Advaita Acharya, his wife, Sita Thakurani, she came with a lot of gifts. And she, landed in the house of Jagannath Mishra. And there she saw this beautiful boy, Nimai. And a lot of other ceremonies happened. Now forwarding the pastime, because we'll discuss all this in Gaur Purnima. Forwarding the pastime. So Vishwaroop, he was a very nice devotee, very, very nice devotee. In all these sense gratifiers, even when all these people are engaged in sense gratification, this personality, Vishwaroop, was so intense in his devotional service that he would every single day go to the house of Srivast Thakur where all these personalities will meet. Either Srivast Thakur or Advaita Acharya's house. All these personalities will meet Advaita Acharya's house. All the Vaishnavas, all the countable Vaishnavas, you know, who can be counted on the fingertips, they all would meet at one place and they would go in ecstasy discussing about Krishna and chanting the holy names. Now what Vishwaroop would do is, every day he would come to their house and he would enjoy that association. Now Vishwaroop, he would walk from his house, from the house of Jagannath Mishra, and go to the house of Advaita Acharya. But he would take a long distance, he would take a different path. Because the shorter distance would go through the place where all the sense gratifiers would stay. So he was so detached and he was so intense in his devotional service that he did not want to take even darshan of these people. He would go to a different path altogether. Come to the house of Advaita Acharya. And there, he would be so immersed in hearing Krishna Katha and discussing Krishna Katha that firstly everyone else would enjoy the association of Vishwaroop and he himself would forget what is the time now. Then during the lunch time, Sachi Mata would tell Nimai, go and get your elder brother. What is he doing? So long it is. Go and get him. Now your Vishwaroop is busy. Now he is in ecstasy. See, this is the difference between sadhakas and devotees who have achieved Krishna. Sadhakas would always see, now what is the time? When will the class get over? Yes. Even in my case also. Now always explain, when will the class get over? When will this Mangalarti get over or chanting get over? When will my 16th round get over? Again and again removing, seeing the station has come or not. Yes? And again seeing Sakshi Mala if it is over. Sometimes it is seen that devotees are fast asleep in chanting. Somehow the beads are moving, Sakshi Mala is going down. And finally without the notice, 16 rounds are over. But when it comes to people who have achieved Krishna, varam nayache, they don't want anything. They don't want anything. Tvam praptavan varam nayache. Once I have achieved you, I don't want anything else. What they want is just one thing. Shravanam Kirtanam, nothing else. These people are completely immersed in Shravanam Kirtanam. They don't want anything else. To such an extent, they will never understand that what is happening in the outside world. Yesterday, we were discussing about Nityananda Prabhu. So, Nityananda Prabhu, when he would leave Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, don't come again. Go and preach in West Bengal. So, Nityananda Prabhu and his entire troop would start from Jagannath Puri. Now they are going to Mayapur or they are going to West Bengal. Now they are so immersed in chanting and dancing and discussing about Krishna that all of them, the entire team will start from Jagannath Puri and then they are going, they are just busy chanting, immersed completely. And they would finally, you know, come to a place and they would feel, maybe you are, you know, missed the path. We should ask someone. They would ask, you know, how to go to West Bengal. And then, you know, they would say, hey, you have come so long, you have to go back. And then again, you know, they would start going the other side. Now again, they're so immersed chanting and dancing on the tune of the holy name. Then again, you know, they'll be immersed, they're going on the other side. And finally, they would feel, maybe, you know, we have come some different path altogether. They would ask some other person that how to go to West Bengal. And then you know, they would say that, hey, you have come to a very long path now. Go back again. So like this for a long distance, they were just going to and fro and to and fro. Finally, the description is given, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya, they came to Gaudadesh. They were so busy, so immersed in chanting and dancing, they would never understand, you know, where are they going. But finally, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya, they came back, you know, to the place where Sri Chaitanya wanted them to go. This is the beauty of Vaishnavas. When they come together, they're so immersed discussing about Krishna, that they don't want anything else. Now, what to talk about sense gratification? Like in the, so many classes we keep saying, right, that they don't want even moksha. They don't want anything else. They just want to hear about Krishna. And that's what Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita. 10th chapter, 9th verse. What is that shloka? Matchitta madgata prana bodhayante parasparam kathayantascha mamnityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Krishna is telling Arjuna, when my devotees come together. See, this shloka is one of the shloka from this Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita. So you can imagine how important shloka this is. So Krishna is telling what my devotees do. So in this shloka, he is very clearly mentioning, he is saying, Machitta Madgata Prana Bodhayante Parasparam. When my devotees come together, they discuss about me. So much so that, Kathayantascha Mamnityam Tushyanti Cha Ramanti Cha. They are completely satisfied. And they are completely happy. Completely blissful. This was the case. This was the scene happening every single day in the house of Advaita Acharya, and one of the main personalities in that house was Vishwaroop. And then Nimai would come to the house and he would come and, you know, would call out his elder brother. I don't know how he would call out. He would call out and then suddenly the entire Kirtan would stop. All the discussion would stop. All the eyes in that particular room would be just directed towards Nimai. And Nimai is calling. Mama is calling, come, let's go, it's lunchtime. And everyone, every single day, they would feel this personality is someone special. Someone very special. Every single day this would happen. And Vishwaroop, you know, with a very heavy heart, he would leave the association of devotees. And again, you know, he would take a long path. He would take Nimai also, in the same long path, and he would come to the house of Jagannath Mishra. And then he would hanker, when again I will go to this association. Now what happened is, now, you know, this is a known thing that anyone who is immersed in Krishna Katha, yes, anyone who becomes Vasudeva Parayanaha, that personality cannot get entangled in this material world, especially in the household life. He cannot. So Vishwaroop, he was so immersed in Krishna Katha, he was so immersed, you know, thinking about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, that he never wanted to get into the entanglement of this material world. He just wanted to worship Lord Krishna and always be immersed in Krishna Katha. So he decided one night, that I would take sannyas. Now he left the house. He left the house and he went. And he went and he took sannyas. And that is the time that he was going all around India to different Tirthasthala. And finally he ends up in, he comes to Pandharpur, where it is said that he disappears in Pandharpur, in Chandrabhaga River. And there are some other descriptions also of his disappearance. Now what happened is, Sachi Mata, she started feeling that, okay, one of my child has gone, now only one more child is remaining. Now devotees are very clever. Finally, devotees want everyone to come back to Godhead. Ek ya toh, doesn't matter. So now what happened is, after Vishwarup left, Nimai would go to the house of Advaita Acharya and Srivast Thakur. And he would relish Krishna Katha. Now in Vishwarup left, so that time, Jagannath Mishra, father of Vishwarup, he was in so much of agony, in so much of separation from Vishwarup, that he was always and always feeling that separation, and finally in that separation left his body. So in this entire situation, what Sachi Mata would think is, this Advaita, he took one child of mine, that is Vishwarup, now he's planning to take other one also? I'll not allow this. So this she was thinking. Now this is one part of the pastime. Now you see, Advaita Acharya was so attached to Nimai, so attached to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, that they would always be there with Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And all of us know about the nocturnal kirtans. Every single day, in the evening, Sri Srinitaya Gaurasundara would dance in ecstasy in the house of Sri Advaita Acharya, in the house of Srivast Thakur, and Advaita Acharya would be one of them there. And all of them would sing and dance in ecstasy together. Now this dance is so nice. Our youth forum dance is nothing in front of that. Nothing. They would jump in ecstasy. All of them would jump in ecstasy. And this dancing is described, and they would fall. All of them would fall. It is described that it would feel like all the bones are broken into pieces. With that force, they would fall down. You see, when we also fall, nothing like that happens. Automatically, we are up, and again, we start dancing. These people would fall down, and they would be in ecstasy in that state also. Then finally they would get up and again they would start dancing and jumping in ecstasy. All of them. Now this personality, Advaita Acharya, is so great. He's so attached to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya or Gauranga Mahaprabhu that he would always hanker to get the lotus dust of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Now the thing was that Nimai would always feel that Advaita Acharya is greater than me. Because Nimai's spiritual master, Nimai Pandit's spiritual master, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's spiritual master, Ishwarapuri, he took initiation from Madhavendrapuri, and even Advaita Acharya was a disciple of Madhavendrapuri. So now, for Nimai, for Gauranga Mahaprabhu, both Ishwarapuri and Advaita Acharya were on the same platform of spiritual master. But Advaita Acharya is hankering for the dust of the lotus feet of Nimai, and here, Nimai or Advaita Acharya, Advaita Acharya is hankering for this and Nimai is treating him as spiritual master. Now it's very difficult. Very difficult. Like, you want someone to treat you as junior and that person is treating you as senior. Now this was the case with Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya would always look for the opportunity. When will the day come when I would get two things? One is Adharamrit. That is the foam from the mouth of Nimai. Or saliva from the mouth of Nimai. And the dust of the lotus feet of Nimai. Now both he would not, never get. But one fine day when he was jumping in ecstasy, Nimai was jumping in ecstasy, Gauranga was jumping in ecstasy. He was so ecstatic that Ashtasattvic Vikar was there on his body. He was foaming and he fell unconscious. And that is a time when Advaita stole the Adharamrit from the lips of Sri Gauranga and he stole the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga. Now when Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu got up, from his unconscious state, he asked that, who is that thief? Yes, and obviously Advaita Acharya was caught and there was a very nice Vaishnava dealing that happened between both of them. Now during Mahaprakash Leela, if you remember, we had discussed once, Mahaprakash Leela, everyone was getting mercy. Everyone was getting mercy. Srivast Thakur got, Haridas Thakur got, Sridhar Kolavecha got, and then Mukunda, he also got, Murari Gupta, everyone got the mercy. One personality who remained was Sachi Mata. Now, you see, how much importance Nimai Pandit or Gauranga Mahaprabhu gives to Advaita Acharya. Everyone was asking, that you will not give your mercy to your mother, Sachi Devi. So at that time, Gauranga Mahaprabhu says, no, I'll not give. Everyone are like, why? What is the problem? She is your mother. Not only your mother, she is the mother of the entire world, entire universe, entire creation. How can you say that you will not give mercy to Mother Sachi? So that is the time when Gauranga Mahaprabhu says that she has committed offense at the lotus feet of Advaita. And it is a heinous offense. And since she has done this aparad at the lotus feet of my devotee Advaita, I will never give her mercy. Now what was the offense? What was the offense? What was she thinking? One of my son is gone because of Advaita and another son will also go. And she was blaspheming. This is one sort of blasphemy. And that is the reason Sachi Mata was not given mercy. Now, the condition that was put, now all the devotees are very clever, they would ask. See, you tell what is the solution. If Sachi Mata has to get the mercy, what is the solution? You tell. And Sri Nimai Pandit or Gauranga Mahaprabhu said that if she takes the lotus feet, dust of the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya, then no, she would be spared for this and she would get my mercy. Now you see, Advaita Acharya, he's treating Nimai as very, very superior. And now his mother wants to take dust of the lotus feet of Advaita. This is really very, very difficult situation for Advaita. Now Sachi Mata would come and then she's asking, please give me the dust of your lotus feet. And why will Advaita give? He would say that, no, you are the mother of Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can I give you the dust of my lotus feet? And this is the situation. Now, it was very difficult for Mother Sachi to understand that how will I get mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu if this personality is not giving dust of his lotus feet? Now, whenever a devotee is in trouble, all the other devotees will help. This is the glorious aspect of devotee association. We might not be qualified. We might be the adhama, patita. But if we are there in devotee association where there are qualified devotees and we are taking shelter of qualified devotees, even without our notice, we'll cross this Bhavasagar. That is the beauty. So it is said that we have to hold the dhoti of at least one qualified devotee. One pure devotee, and that pure devotee would take us back home back to Godhead. And here, Sachi Mata took shelter of all the devotees. All the intimate associates of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Now, as I already described, the dance that would happen in the house of Srivas Thakur, in Srivas Angan. This ecstatic dance would start and Advaita Acharya would jump in ecstasy and sometimes he would faint. Now, once when he fainted, people called for Sachi Mata, come fast, this is the opportunity. And Sachi Mata comes there, then she takes the dust of the lotus feet of Advaita, she puts it on her head and then she was spared for the offense, the aparad that she had committed at the lotus feet of Advaita. But when Advaita got up and when he got to know that Sachi Mata has taken the dust of the of his lotus feet, he started crying profusely, saying, this is an aparad from my side now. Yes. So in this way, this is the Vaishnava dealing. But finally, the conclusion is that Sachi Mata got the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu because she repented and lamented and she took the dust of the lotus feet of Advaita. You see how amazing this personality Advaita Acharya is. Always hankering to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Always immersed in service. To such an extent, when Nimai would glorify this personality, he would never like that glorification. Never. Because it is said that if someone just keeps glorifying you, it means that person has not accepted you. If that person chastises you, left and right, and also at the same time, you know, some glorification, some love and affection, then that person has accepted. So Advaita Acharya would always feel that Gauranga has not accepted me. He always keeps glorifying me. He always gives me the position of the spiritual master. What is this? I have to do something for this. And Advaita, he started speaking Mayavad. Just to get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he started speaking Mayavad. Now you see, Gauranga is very much against Mayavad philosophy. In fact, he says, anyone who hears Mayavad, Mayavad, Bhashya Sunile, Hoye Sarvanash, that person's life will be doomed. So he is very strong about that. No one should hear Mayavad. And here, Advaita Acharya got to know, the weak point of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And then he started speaking Mayavad in a different place. And all the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu would go and tell him that Advaita is speaking Mayavad philosophy. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu would go crazy hearing this. He was so angry one day that he said, take me to that place where this personality, Advaita, is giving this wonderful philosophy of Mayavad. And then Advaitacharya, when he got to know that Gauranga is coming, he sat on the Vyasasana and loudly started speaking Mayavad, even more loudly. And he nicely started speaking Mayavad philosophy. Now Gauranga came there and he heard Advaita speaking Mayavad philosophy. And when he heard this, so at that time, Gauranga, he came running from there, he jumped on the Vyasasana, he held Advaitacharya. No, maybe, I don't know if he had a scholar or not, maybe Zutri or Kuta or whatever. He dragged him down from the Vyasasana, he sat on Advaitacharya and he started punching and pounding Advaitacharya. You speak Mayavad? No. You are the person who called me from the spiritual world and you are saying that I don't have any form. I don't have any qualities. All my pastimes are illusion. What sort of person you are? And here, he's sitting. Nima is sitting and he's punching. And this personality, Advaita, was in so much of ecstasy that he was smiling. He was so happy. And then Nima realized something is wrong here. Something is wrong. Instead of crying, this person is smiling. Something is wrong. Then he got up and then he asked, why are you doing this? He said, today you have accepted me as your subordinate. Thank you very much. And at that time, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu felt so embarrassed that this personality's trick was somehow to become my subordinate. And you know, I did this act of hitting him nicely. So this way we see all the associates of Sri Chaitanya. Only one thing they know is somehow or the other they have to serve Sri Chaitanya. Only meditation of all these associates, be it Advaita, be it Nityananda, who is going to appear very soon, next week, 7th, that is Friday. Or it might be Gadadhar Pandit, or it might be Srivast Thakur, or it might be anyone for that matter. Or it might be our dear Srila Prabhupada, anyone for that matter, who is the servant of Sri Chaitanya. Only thing that they know is that we have to serve Sri Chaitanya. And for that, they can go to any extent. They can extend themselves to any extent. They would sacrifice anything and everything just to serve the Lord and get His mercy. And we are so fortunate that we are part of this Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara, where such a great personality like Advaita has appeared, and such a great personality like Nityananda Prabhu will be appearing, and other great personalities like Srivast Thakur and Gadadhar Pandit, and so many other Vaishnavas have appeared. And such a glorious parampara that we have got, starting now from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Prabhupada and all our glorious spiritual masters. How amazing this entire parampara is. And we are part of this parampara. And if we are part of this parampara, we have no option but to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even if we are the biggest of the biggest sense gratifiers, but still we have to meditate on how can I worship and how can I serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How can I serve the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That is the reason you see that Prabhupada and all his disciples and all the senior devotees are so busy thinking about how to expand this mission of Sri Chaitanya. Because the only one thing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants all of us to do is to spread his glories everywhere, every town and village. This is what he wants. And all the personalities in the parampara are engaged doing this. And now it's our responsibility to take up this. Following in the footsteps of Advaita, always thinking about serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can meditate. How can we do that? How can we expand this mission to every town and village? If not every town and village, at least in all the layouts of Bangalore, at least we can do that. Yes, at least we can do that. So on this auspicious day of Advaita Charya's appearance, we can offer intense prayers to Advaita, saying, your heart was filled with Krishna Prema, but my heart is filled with garbage. Only if your mercy, if you shower your mercy, that today on your appearance day, I would get at least a tinge, a particle of the drop of Krishna Prema that you have in your heart. And one particle is enough for me to drown in that particle and give up my body and go back to Godhead. Intensely we have to offer this prayer to Advaita that please engage me in the service of my spiritual master and to accomplish the instructions given by my spiritual master. Please engage me in this mission of Sri Chaitanya without any ulterior motive. I'm a sense gratifier, I'm a sinful person, so I'm there in this age of Kali. But I'm also very fortunate because the personalities like you, O Advaita, have appeared. And by your mercy, since you called out, so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Nimai Pandit has appeared in this early planet. And if you call out, then Nimai would also appear in my heart. Nithai Gaurasundara would appear in my heart. So Advaita, please help. But this way we can beg and pray to Advaita Charya. By his mercy, if he tells, then for sure, the lordships will appear in our heart. Right? Which song we sing, where we say this, that Advaita Charya's recommendation, Chaitanya and Nityananda would appear in our heart? No? I also don't remember that particular shloka. Anyways, if I remember, I'll post in the group. Okay. So thank you very much for patiently listening. Shri Advaita Charya ki, Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki, Hidayi Gaur Premanande. Anyone wants to ask anything? Or share anything about Advaita Charya? Bhagavatam class mein sunna hai aur discussion mein. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.